Carla, where are we at right now?
We are at the site of Hattie McDaniel's home. You know, it's not here anymore, but this is the site of her birthplace, 925 North Wichita.
So now, have you ever been here before?
Yes, I have. Several years ago, in fact, and it's really changed. I was here with the Kansas African American Museum.
Thank you so much. This is history. To have the opportunity to know that she was the first trailblazer in my life.
And I said, oh my goodness, this is really incredible.
Yes. And Carla, it looks like, see, I don't know if that bench, there's not a marker at all that I can see.
I know, and I'm saddened by that because I recall there being a marker, and I want there to be a marker because she's the most famous. I mean, they still talk about her, Hattie McDaniel, at the Oscars. She was the first African-American to be nominated for and to win an Academy Award. Back in the day in Gone with the Wind, she played Mammy. She was brilliant, brilliant.
Oh, now, Miss Scarlett, you come on and be good and eat just a little,
no,
honey.
No, I'm going to have a good time today and do my eating at the barbecue.
Some people had an issue. They were concerned about the fact that she played a maid.
You know, I've heard that all my life as I've gone around and I've lectured and I've talked to many audiences about who she was and what she did. She became the most famous maid of all. I know no other. Hattie McDaniel was once asked by a reporter, are you comfortable doing this? Why would you want to do this? And she said, I would rather play a maid for $700 a week than be a maid for $7 a week. She really paved the way. I mean, she was a singer, actor, dancer. She was everything that I knew I wanted to be heading into my education. She was the one that I wanted to fashion my life after.
You know, it's interesting to know, too, that she's the first African-American woman to star in her own radio show.
Radio show. She was the first African-American to win an Academy Award. She was also the first African-American woman on the radio, period, to sing. When she opened her mouth to sing, she was quite a young woman, but she was the first one to sing on the radio. And soon after that became known as Hi Hat Hattie.
Wow. It's so many firsts from her. I didn't realize about the radio. And then also she was starred in her own television show, Beulah.
Yes, she starred in Beulah.
What's bothering you?
I just can't dance.
Well, that's easy to fix. I'll teach you.
Jeepers, Beulah. Can you dance?
Can I dance? Donnie, when the beat's right, I just take off.
I look at that and I look back and you think about it. She paved the way for other African-American actresses like Diane Carroll, who was on television as a nurse, Julia. It was fascinating to me. I watched it. I watched her and I've gone back and I've seen some of what Hattie has done. Other movies, for example, she did so many movies with all the famous people of the day. And yet they wouldn't let her be buried where they buried people like Errol Flynn.
Didn't they eventually move her?
They tried to move her, and then her family said, never mind. I talk about Hattie McDaniel in every single lecture that I do, everywhere that I go, because she's an important Wichitan, she's an important Kansan, she's an important icon, she's a legend in the world of performing. The first African-American person to be nominated for and to win an Academy Award. How special is that? There will never be another first. It was Hattie McDaniel from Wichita, Kansas.